This is Caroline Wallace. I'm the Deputy Director of the Texas Craft Brewers Guild, and you're listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
If you don't know what I'm sipping on, better check it, better get it on.
Modern Brews and Beats Podcast. Modern Brews and Beats Podcast.
Tip your glass by the beats, son. I'm drinking on something that'll never be gone.
Modern Brews and Beats Podcast. Modern Brews and Beats Podcast.
You're listening to episode 202.5 of Modern Brews and Beats. I'm Jerry Richard, JW Richard with NTX Beer, and that's ntxbeer.net and ntx_beer on the socials. And with me is Cool Tony D out of Morrilton, Arkansas. Tony, how are you doing?
Doing good, man. Good day today. It was 86 degrees here in central Arkansas, Jerry.
Don't rub it in.
I'm rubbing it on you. I called my dad and talked noise to him about it. It was nice, man.
Now, see, what's interesting is that it's beginning to get cool here in Texas, right? It's beginning in the morning time. I can kind of feel that coolness, that fall is on its way. It's just that when the afternoon comes, you forget about that and summer is still here. But hopefully that will all, you know, subside. It was the reason why I went to Pittsburgh and just enjoyed that time there. But I'm glad that you're enjoying some cooler weather there. There's no storms on the way, are there?
No. We actually just had a couple of rainy days, probably about 3 days ago. It rained literally three mm-hmm. days in a row. So it brought the cooler temps with it. I think we are going to creep back into like the 90s. I was watching my favorite Central Arkansas meteorologist, Carmen Rose, on one of the stations. And she teaches mm-hmm. me all my good stuff. So thank you, Carmen Rose.
Okay. Shout out to Carmen Rice.
I got my favorite news anchors, my favorite weather people out there.
Too funny. Well, we'll get into our brews of the week since we have a little bit to cover when we wrap up the top 10 of 2004. I keep wanting to say 24 and I have to stop that. So yes, we wrap up this top 10 of 2004. So what are you drinking?
So tonight, it was actually 2 months ago at this point. My wife and I went up to Northwest Arkansas to the Bentonville Film Festival. And while I stopped up there, I stopped down in Fayetteville to Fossil Cove and I picked up a few of their brews. And tonight I'm drinking the Wit. This is their Wit beer. Only 4.8 ABV. It's been sitting in the back of my fridge literally since June. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to drink this bad boy tonight. So shout out to the Wit from Fossil Cove up in Fayetteville. It's a cool little tap room, too. Cool tap room.
Okay. Fayetteville. All right. Very cool. Shout out to Fayetteville. Very cool.
Man. What you drinking on? You still sipping your Pittsburgh stuff, man?
You know what? This is actually a beer that I had, and it's one of the ones I was definitely going to mention as a brew of the week. Because I love a good brown ale. And so I don't have it with me right now, but it was the last beer I had before I left the Pittsburgh airport. Beer Code, which is a restaurant concept there in the airport, was a sponsor of Barrel and Flow 2024. So I definitely wanted to dine there and just sort of thank them for being a sponsor of the event. And they had the Mischievous Brown Ale by Helltown Brewing. And I love a good brown ale. I love a good brown ale, and this one was done very well. Great flavor, worked very well with my fish and chips, actually, that I had there. So I love that. That's Mischievous Brown Ale by Helltown Brewing. And I want to say Helltown is out of Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania. So very, very good. I mean, I think now we're about to get into, you know, pumpkin beer season, and we're definitely going to be getting into our fest beer and Marzen. So you and I will more likely have a show very soon where we'll actually be talking about different Marzens and fest beers and may even share some beers and kind of get some taste tests on some different beers that are coming out. So that'll be coming up pretty good. Any new music in your ears? I know we're going to be talking music mostly on this show as we wrap up that 2004 top 10, but anything new in your ears?
Yeah. So, man, I was scrolling IG, just doing my IG thing, and there was a song playing on one of my people that follow one of their backgrounds, and I was like, damn, that song kind of jams. Who is that? Mm-hmm. So I looked it up, and it's from an artist named and I know I'm gonna get this name wrong. I've been sounding out all day because he is a Nigerian saxophonist named Makin Alkafa. If I butchered it, I'm sorry, but the dude jams. He is a jazz musician, really more of a smooth jazz, not like a jazz. Mm-hmm. Very heavy in the rhythm, dude. He jams, man. He doesn't have an album. He has EPs and singles on his Spotify. I checked out pretty much everything. He doesn't have a lot. But I've really, really enjoyed his stuff. And again, that's, I'm going to spell it out. Mikihifa. Makin Alkafa. Probably butchering that name, but the brother jams, man. So check him out. If you ever get a chance to, I guarantee you, you will be tapping your foot, Jerry. You will be tapping your foot.
Well, I'll take a look through my Bandcamp and see if I can find him there. I've found quite a few things today. Through band.
Oh, nice.
So I'll
take a look
at that. You know,
what you been jamming on?
So a couple of things. Black Milk, who's a songwriter, performer, and musician out of Detroit. I think he was originally from Dallas. At least that's what I've heard, but I'll need to follow up on that fact. But Black Milk released a beat tape, part one. It's interesting because part two he released earlier this year or last year, and part one is the new one. So it's going in reverse order, but it's good. I've definitely been in jamming on some of that. And it's interesting. I was thinking about that because where I was in 2004, when we get to our soundtrack, I was definitely listening to a lot of beats, a lot of glitch hop, blip hop, and some different things like that. So we'll kind of cover a little bit of that. But yeah, Black Milk's part one or part 01. Is available, and it is a very good beat tape. Ndombe is going to be releasing a new album. I think this comes out later in September or October, called Dream Junkie. And so I'd heard the cut, Follow Me on Bandcamp, and I went ahead and just got the pre-order so that way it'll come alive once that album drops down. But I'm definitely looking forward to some Ndombe because I was actually thinking about her when I was, some music of hers came in my head from Pink Elephant and We're Kind of Wonderful. And I was like, well, man, where's she at? What is she doing? And she had a unique style when she was here in Dallas with the different sounds. And then she got on Stax Records and did a few things around the world. So I'm glad to hear her coming back in the mix. So that's Ndombe. And the album is Dream Junkie. That, again, that is a pre-order. That won't be out until like October. But the one I've been really listening to the most is Black Milk. And it's part 01.
I love it. I love it. That actually reminded me, former guest on the show, Cole G, goes by Cozy Cole G now in Chicago, just dropped his third album, 3 Pound Beat Tape, part 3. He just released it.
Okay.
Shout out to him for getting that. I'm still jamming part two, honestly. And I told him, man, part three, I ain't ready for it yet, man. But
we'll share that in the show notes for sure.
For sure. Absolutely.
And we need to get him on again, and talk to him about this new album and kind of where he's at in his creative process.
Let's do it. What's funny is I'll be in Chicago in the spring. So I hope to touch base with them in person. That'll be really cool.
Oh, nice. I'm gonna have a list of breweries for you to visit. I'm like, going, okay, you got to go here. You got to go here.
That's fine. Please do.
You know, because there's some definitely places I would love to visit once I get into Chi-Town. And we will see when that'll be. If anything, my next trip is actually going to be in Kansas City because the Hip Hops Hooray will be happening October 25th and 26th. At Vine Street Brewing, and they've just released the list of all the breweries that are going to be there. And so if you don't have that on your calendar and you can get on up to Kansas City, whether you drive, I mean, I've driven with friends to Kansas City from Dallas, or just hop a plane, get one of those Southwest gotta get away tickets, whatever. Come on up and enjoy variety. Hey, you know, gotta get away, want to get away, what do they call it? You know, Southwest is changing all their things. I mean, they got you now wanting to pay for individual seats. They were the ones that had no assigned seating before, right?
Yeah, man, I'm kind of upset about that, dude. I'm kind of upset about that.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, I don't even think it's going to start anytime soon. But yeah, the 24th and 25th of October. I mean, excuse me. No, let me say that date right. 25th and 26th of October at Kansas City, Missouri, Vine Street Brewing, Hip Hop's Hooray. Definitely be there because I know I'll be there. And that makes so if you're there, probably have some Martin Brews and Beats stickers for you and happy to connect. But now let's get into this top 10 from 2004. Now you're going to recount the 10 through 6 that you mentioned in show 202, and then we'll both go through 1 through 5.
This year, October 18th to the 20th, don't miss the go-to event for Black indie podcasters and audio professionals, now spanning 3 action-packed days. The 6th annual Afros and Audio Podcast Festival in Baltimore, Maryland will be a weekend of panels, workshops, and networking designed to elevate your podcasting game. The festival jumps off with a live show and kickoff party on Friday, followed by a weekend of networking, learning, and celebration. You'll get to engage with industry leaders through educational tracks and awards evening, and close out with pivotal discussions on Sunday. Afros and Audio is where the Black podcast community unites to forge stronger connections and gain valuable insights. Join us for a weekend that promises to inspire and transform. Secure your spot for an unforgettable experience.
Welcome to the Top 10 Countdown. You're listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
A little bit of everything. Just like my first half of this top 10 was a little bit of everything, Jerry. I started off number 10 with Green Day's American Idiot that dropped in September of 2004. And then I went over to Chi-Town and put Twista's Kamikaze that came out in January of 2004. I still remember like it was yesterday, Jerry. Oh, such a great album. My number 8 was the double album, The Kings of Crunk and Be Me Records Presents Trillville and Little Scrappy, was dropped in February of 2004 that year. An album that I just went back and listened to probably a couple months ago. And Jerry, it still holds up, my man. Number 7, Wheezy F Baby. Yes, Lil Wayne, The Carter came out in June of 2004. It was number 7 on my list because it was that damn good. And number 6, we just saw this guy at the Democratic National Convention. That's Little John, but he wasn't with the East Side Boys. But in this album, he was with Crunk Juice. Oh, It still holds up too, Jerry. That's still a good ass album, man. That was my 10 through 6, Jerry. First half. Here we go. Number 5. Oh, man, this list is really all over the place, but I'm proud of my top 5 here, Jerry. Number 5. Mm-hmm. Was came out in November of 2004, and that is Snoop Dogg's Rhythm and Gangster, the Masterpiece album. Dude, this is the Drop It Like It's Hot, Let's Get Blown, Signs Up and Down. Man, there were some jams on this album. Goodness gracious, man. I know just on Signs, you know, Justin Timberlake, Charlie Wilson, Ups and Downs, dude. This is just a happy album for me. For me personally,
yeah,
it was a different kind of. This was a Snoop that, yeah, I just felt like you're not really on that gangster rap stuff right now. You're just
RNG.
Beautiful, man. From start to finish, it's a 20 album, man. It's a long album, over 75 minutes, but it jams, man. It jams. So that's my number 5, Rhythm and Gangsta by Snoop Dogg. I'm going to do number 4 real quick, and then we'll go to your number 4 and your number 5, Jerry. Number 4, which is really interesting, because I really like this group, and I told Erica that now they do a residency in Vegas, like, I will definitely go see them, and that's The Killers, and the album was Hot Fuzz. Mr. Brightside, somebody told me, all the things I've done, smile like you mean it. Gosh, man. June of 2004, man, I remember the first time I heard Smile Like You Mean It. I was like, this is a magical ass song. I the man. So I have three favorite like rock groups, and I put them under, they're considered rock, alternative rock. Mm-hmm. The Killers, the Foo Fighters, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, man. Like, I will go out my way and do everything I can, if possible, to go see any of those three groups. And this album here, Hot Fuzz, I love it, man. Only 45 minutes long. It just, man, just hit after hit. That songs that are still being played on alt radio stations to this day.
That's why you put them in the same list as Foo Fighters and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I do, man. I do. Wow. I do. So what's really interesting about this album, my favorite song of the Killers isn't even on this album. My favorite song is actually Spaceman, which is on their next album. Mm. But I don't love every song on Spaceman. I was reminiscing the other day how great this album really was. And I'm sorry, that wasn't that's on Day and Age. That wasn't even their next album. That was like two albums later. Spaceman was on. So anyway, yeah. But Hot Fuzz is a jam. The whole album, freaking jam. So anyway, that's my number four. Jerry, let's say you, man. What's your top
four? Okay, so if I go through four, I will have to give this to another person in Philly, I believe he's from. His name is Victor Duplay. And Victor Duplay, I was really introduced to him through the works of Jazzanova, which is a German DJ band collective. And, you know, they had been doing music that I was enjoying even since the latter 90s. But he was on their 2002 album, In Between. And I began to follow him, began to follow his style. And I really enjoyed it. So he did several singles before he would release his first full-length album in 2005. But this one was a compilation of those singles called Singles Prelude to the Future. And there are some really cool songs in there. And again, I just like his sound. I like the what was at the time more of a, what I would call a alt R&B or a future R&B sound that he was leaning into. So I really enjoyed that. Number four on my list is actually going to be an album full of covers, but I feel that Boyz II Men does such a great job on this album of covers that I had to put it in the list. And this is an album that came out in August 2004 called Throwback Volume 1. Sadly, there wasn't a Throwback Volume 2, but this album I really enjoyed. And what, Cutie Pie, and they did a cover of Human Nature, and it's just a good, solid record. And, you know, Boyz II Men, it was a good classic album to come back to. So probably easy for the fans to get into, getting some new music and doing some covers. So that's going to be number four on my list. Boyz II Men, Throwback, Volume 1.
Interesting. So they did their own version of Human Nature, which is my favorite Michael Jackson song. But I never heard Boyz II Men's version of it. That's really cool.
Huh. You got to hear it. It's good. You should get the album just to hear that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hey, there goes my son yelling. All right. My number three.
What's number three on your list?
Man. So this is a really interesting. So I was introduced to this group well after 2004. It may have been around 2008. And the first mm-hmm. song I ever heard from them, I used to watch a music video station called MTVU, which was a great music video station back in the day. And the video I saw was to their single called House of Cards off a 2008 album by Foreign Exchange. I was like, who is mm-hmm. this? This is unique, different kind of R&B that I'm just, it sounds very different from what I hear on the radio. I went and checked out that album. I enjoyed it, but then I went back to 2004 and I discovered Connected, and that's when I was blown away. I was like, who the heck? Like, this is amazing. This was a breath of fresh air. A question for you. Do you put that album Connected? It's listed as a hip hop album. Do you think it's a hip hop album or R&B hip?
Well, it's it's more. It's not like the R&B of House of Cards.
Correct. Correct.
So I guess the feel of it is. The feel of it is going to be a little bit more hip hop than what, because this was kind of that transition period for Fonte going into more R&B stuff. Now, by the time House of Cards came out and the subsequent Foreign Exchange albums after that, Fonte, I think, was really in his singing bag and he was in his harmonizing bag too. So Connected was getting there, but House of Cards would show more of that potential.
And out of the two, literally, this one. I feel I like Connect a little bit more because of a little bit more hip hop elements to it. But that 08 album, man, like, is a damn. Whenever we get to our top 10 of 08, dude, it will be on there. But Connected, man, Connected was a fantastic album. Gosh, it was like over, it was about an hour long, man. I haven't listened to it in quite a while, but it was a nice little solid collection of songs that's really, really good. And that came out in August of 04. So it was Foreign Exchange is one of the groups that I had to go back and re-listen. And eventually that led me to Little Brother. It's like, man, I went down a whole rabbit hole and I love every single thing from just Little Brother, Foreign Exchange. I love it all, man. So that's my
interesting. So it was actually Foreign Exchange that took you to Little Brother.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, okay. Man. Okay. Cool. And literally that the Leave It All Behind album, I started there and went backwards. Yep. Yep.
Very cool. That's cool. I was into Little Brother and I was into those particular albums, and that's why when I heard Fonte sing, it threw me off a bit, but didn't throw me off in a like I can't believe he's singing type way. It just was like, oh, that's different. He's singing and he's not sounding bad. I mean, he really sounds good and he's harmonizing and doing some stuff. I was like, okay, I really like this production and this is really cool that he's going in this way, which just makes things. And then he got a Grammy with House of Cards, a song with Daykeeper. Was it Daykeeper he won the Grammy for?
I believe it was Daykeeper, which is a badass track too.
Yeah.
Did he? Yeah, he did. I think it was Daykeeper. You're right, dude. Yes, but yeah, that's my... Yeah, he did win it. Reading it right now, right in front of me. Yeah, man, fantastic. That 08 album's good, but man, if you go back and listen to 04, the Foreign Exchange Connected, fantastic album. That's my number three. Do you mind if I jump to number two? Because this number two, Jerry, I was looking at chops on this.
Number one.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna finish this one out here. Number two, Jerry. Man. I'm smiling as this to me, Angie, you can call me crazy, I don't care, but I have a strong case here. This album is regarded as probably my top three, maybe number one all-time R&B album, and that is Usher's Confessions. And I love me some Usher Don't get me wrong, 8701 was badass. I loved it. But damn, I mean, My Way back in 97 was really good too, dude. When he dropped that Confessions came out, man, March of 04, it changed. I can't even explain it, how it was just out there. Everybody was trying to just to dissect it because he just came off of a breakup with Chili. Man, I love this album. Now, there are some singles on this album, mainly one, because I heard it everywhere and I heard it a little too much. And same with My Boo, although I love Alicia Keys, I just heard it a little too much. Let It Burn, I heard it a little too much. With that being said, this album is so popular. It's still being played today on radio stations. A lot of the singles on there, like Yeah, Burn, My Boo, Caught Up. Oh, that's still a jam, though. Those songs right there, I heard them just a little too much to where if I hear them now as just playing on the radio, I'm probably just going to kind of tune it out. But if I turn the album on and play it from start to finish, Oh, okay. Man. It flows.
So it has an album flow. Gotcha.
Absolutely. Because I do believe he was telling us a story in this album, of everything that he was going through personally at that time. And hell, if you break it with Chili, you're supposed to be depressed, brother. I get it, man. I get it. So Superstar, one of my favorite jams on there. If You a Bad Girl, I love it. Love it. Love it. This is one of my favorite albums of all time. I told Erica, if I see this at the record store, baby, I have to buy it on vinyl just because. So I think she will let me do that, Jerry. She will let me do that. Speaking of vinyl, my number one, I actually do own this on vinyl. And that is, so it's regarded as one of my favorite hip hop albums of all time, because personally, it took me away from my traditional Houston, Texas, Southern rap noise and sound that I was listening to, because that's all the rap I used to listen to. When I first heard Slow Jams, which was on the Kamikaze album of Twister earlier that year, when this album, The College Dropout by Kanye West, actually came out, man, oh man, oh man. This thing was played all over on 106 and Park, Rap City in the Basement. This album changed me because it tuned me into a whole nother world of hip hop that I just didn't. If they weren't talking about swinging on fours and riding on spinners and whatever they're doing down there, sipping on their lean, I didn't want to hear it. But when I see this guy wearing this backpack with his collar popped up, who is this weird guy? But I'm feeling his vibe. College Dropout, man. And I remember when I first got this album, and I talk about this a little bit on this show, how I don't give albums a chance when they first come out. This was one of those albums, man. When I first got it, I didn't listen to it. I sat on it. I just sat on it, man. Because I didn't really know how to digest it. Just like I did with Speaker Box and Love Below. It was so different.
Yes, I remember that. That was a very hilarious review.
Yes. Yeah, man. Although I was familiar with those artists, I was not familiar with this Kanye West guy. And this album was really, really hard to digest. This is one of the first albums that taught me to play it from start to finish, and you will have a totally different perspective on an album. You just can't skip to the bangers, because you're not going to feel the whole story. Man, All Falls Down, when the way it flows into the next track, I'll Fly Away, is beautiful. And then when that goes into the next song, Spaceship, that has Consequence on there, a very underrated rapper, by the way, really, really good. And then it goes into Jesus Walks, which was a big single at the time.
Absolutely.
Never Let Me Down. Gosh, man, Get Them High with Talib Kweli and Common. Then Jared has a skit on there, but the skit sets you up to a beautiful song, The New Workout Plan, which was a stupid, silly song, but it does have a really good beat breakdown at the very end. And then we go into Slow Jams. Man, Breathe In, Breathe Out with Luda. He put Luda on there. Wait a minute. If you put Luda on there, I'm going to come. I'm going to find you, because I love me some Luda, man. Gosh, man. Fantastic album. School Spirit is still being played by sororities and fraternities to this day on college campuses, man. So out of all those tracks, man, my favorite song on this album is Two Words by that's featuring Mos Def and Freeway. Gosh, man, I love this album so much. I'm so glad I found it on vinyl. I believe I found it on vinyl in a thrift store in Brooklyn, New York a couple of years ago. And gosh, man, I can't tell you how much I love this album. It had to be number one. It was easier to make my top five than 6 through 10, honestly, man, because I knew my top two from the very beginning. So that's my top five. Real quick, number five was Snoop Dogg's Rhythm and Gangster album. Number four, The Killers, Hot Fuzz. Number three, The Foreign Exchange Connected. Number two, Usher, Confessions. And Uno, Umbro, number uno, that guy, Kanye West, The College Dropout. But Jerry, oh, we're not done yet. What's your top three, man?
Cool. Well, so top three for me, number three, would be an artist that I honestly didn't hear as much when she was singing with Groove Theory, but it was her solo records that got me. And so Infinite Possibilities, when it came out, I really loved that song and her styling of vocal on that. But then she came out with Brave Bird in January of 2004, and that's Amel LaRue. So the songs on that album that just stuck with me, that just were For Real, which was the main single off that record, but All I Got, We Can Be New, Beyond, Congo, Giving Something Up. I really just enjoyed her sound and her style. And she was giving this sort of really ethereal light vocal on this R&B. I mean, there's sometimes she was, you know, dancing down Minnie Riperton way in terms of some of the high notes she would hit, especially in For Real. So I really enjoyed that album, Brave Bird, from her. And that's number three for me. So number two for me is, we're kind of going back to the whole glitch hop. We're going back to not only a mixture of glitch hop and some dance and a little darker moods, but a little bit of orchestra too. This band, I can't even really tell you how I heard about Telephone Tel Aviv, but when I heard them and when I heard the sound, I was like, that's amazing. Like, that is an amazing blend of orchestra sounds with electronic sounds. And I really like it. And I love the fact that they're giving you dance. They're giving you a little bit of R&B and giving you some other moods on this record. And this is their second effort, Map of What is Effortless, which came out in 2004. I played this a lot. I played this, and this is another one of those albums where I played from the beginning to end. It was a really beautiful work. The first song repeats again at the end of the album. It's instrumental at the first part of the album, and it has the vocals of the song at the end. So yeah, I really enjoyed this full album. I hope I got that order right. I just know that it's with vocal on one end and it's instrumental on the other one. It's a good kiss and it's a good bookend to end the album. So Map of What is Effortless by Telephone Tel Aviv would be number two on my list. And number one, we're also going back to Jazzanova. So Jazzanova's In Between album also featured a German vocalist by the name of Clara Hill. And I liked her vocal style. I liked what she would do. And I was curious what else she would do or what other style she would do. She was doing some of the singles with other German electronic musicians. And even though she herself is more of a folk musician, she's really not a electronic vocalist or singer. And you'd find out a little bit more of her folk stuff as her discography went on. But her debut solo album called Restless Times would probably be the album I played the most in 2004. Definitely not a high chart person, you know, in terms of like what Billboard and all kinds of stuff like that. But in my world, that album really ruled because I liked where the lyrical themes were going. And I liked the musical styles. So, For Your Love, Silent Distance, the title track, Restless Times, Flawless Part 1 and 2, Morning Star with Thief, which was a part of the Jazzanova Collective with another vocalist. You would hear more from them in 2006. And they only did one album, and I really enjoyed that album. But I just liked where that music was going. And so my ear was to the ground for a lot of these artists, you know, and definitely, again, shout out to Jazzanova for helping me not only to Clara Hill, to Victor Duplay. Speaking of which, I'll just recap my 5-1. So we're going to start with Victor Duplay and his compilation singles, A Prelude to the Future. So that dropped in 2004. Number four is Boys to Men, their covers record, Throwback Volume 1. Number three is Amel LaRue and the album Brave Bird. Telephone Tel Aviv takes my number two spot with Map of What is Effortless. And number one is going to be Restless Times by the singer Clara Hill. And that would be our top 10 for 2004.
I love it. I love it, man. That was, I'm really interested in those top two albums that you have there. I may have to listen to those this evening. I know we talked quickly before we started, you pushed record. I wasn't going to mention honorable mention, but there is one. I was feeling kind of bad. I was like, damn, you know, and I felt bad that I didn't even put this artist on my top 10, but it just wasn't. It was good. It was a really good album. And that's from the artist that her name is Teedra Moses. The album came out in August of 2004 and it's called Complex Simplicity. It's a really good R&B album. Again, another start to finish album, but there are some bangers on here and there's a track that was produced by Rafael Sadiq, and I believe Lil Jon also produced a track on this album as well. But she didn't come out with another album until 2015. So this was her like only album for a very, very long time. And honestly, it holds up even to this day. If you listen to it from start to finish, it's a really good album that if you never heard of her, she can really, really sing. I don't even think she had to be young. She may be in her mid 40s now, if that. I think she was fairly young back then in 04, but literally this album from start, Be Your Girl and everything in between to the very end, she has a song on there dedicated to her mother who had passed away. But man, solid R&B album. That's the only honorable mention because I actually have this album saved on Spotify. I hold it close to me because this is a solid album. So that's the only honorable mention I'm going to do tonight because that was a really that was just a unique. 04 was a 04 had some good music in it for me, man. That was a time period in my life where I was done with high school and I was trying to figure out what I'm about to do next, and I didn't know what I was doing. I was just walking in circles, man, trying to figure out life at that time. So.
You were in transition. I was too.
Yes, man. Yeah. So these songs here, I chopped and screwed the hell out of that Teedra Moses album back in the day, dude. Myself. I did it myself. That's how solid it is. But anyway, man, that was a good list, dude. I enjoyed that. I'm glad I like doing a 0.5 episode, you know, 202.5. Love that, man.
Sure. Get a part that way instead of having a whole separate number, which usually speaks to a completely different topic, we'll just tie them all together with a little 0.5, you know. So when you're doing not only your sports, because we got football season coming up, we got a lot of other things going on, we're going to see what's happening in the baseball world, when you're sharing your music, can they find you on socials?
Even my baseball, man, those guys. I just wanted to defend the title, Jerry. That's all I wanted to do. I don't even think they ain't gonna make the playoffs, man. But anyway, find me at Cool Tony. That's KOOTONYD on Instagram and X. Also on Spotify and SoundCloud at Cool Tony D. Check out those playlists on there. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Jerry, were you about to say something about baseball? I know your team's in there, man. I know.
No. Well, hey, I mean, but they're not at number one. If anything, a lesson that the Texas Rangers taught
they're number two.
Was that you? They're number two, but still, I mean, we know that's going to go back and forth between them and the Yankees. But we know that there's a lesson that Texas Rangers taught is that being the top in your division did not necessarily mean that you couldn't get into the World Series. So hopefully, they're saving, you know, my Orioles are saving their energy to do some things, and the pitching can go deep enough. We'll see. All I can say is we'll see on that one because I hope so.
I need a team to a fresh team.
I mean, my man broke his nose for the team. Like, come on, man. He got his nose broken by that ball. Like, come on now. You know, how you gonna sit there and do that to McCann and not go all the way? Come on. But anyway.
Where can they find you?
NTX Beer, and that's NTX underscore beer on the socials. That's ntxbeer.net, where I talk about local beer things. would love to meet up if you're visiting, meet out for a drink or enjoy a couple of pints with you. And Modern Brews and Beats podcast. So we have an Instagram and a Twitter, Modern Brews and Beats podcast, all one phrase on, actually no, Modern Brews and Beats on Instagram, M Brews Beats on Twitter. And if you've been enjoying the shows for a while and you'd love to step up your support for what we do and also get some extra things that won't be here on this mainstream, visit our Patreon. It's Modern Brews and Beats on Patreon. And we definitely love and appreciate your support. And like we say every week, thank you for listening to Modern Brews and Beats. Enjoy your favorite brews and your favorite beats, but please do not drive drunk. Please call a cab, Lyft, Uber, a friend, or be a friend if someone needs to get home safe. Thank you for listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
Cheers.